Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN.
Roger that. Yeah, like, you know, it's like the articles that I've read, you know, they've taken the time and they've gotten some input from a lot of different sources. And, you know, it's better than just throwing together something. I know that, you know, some of the designs, some of the things that have been done through the years, even through some of the other teams through the years, a lot of people, it seems like it comes back around to, you know, what they originally had is that. And I think the Tigers and the Yankees are the only ones that haven't had an alternate uniform like that. So, again, it kind of brings us up to date a little bit, and it's good for merchandising and such, but I think it's a nice addition there to what they have. You still have the classic of the home uniforms, but yet, again, it stays along that line. It uses the color scheme of the team.
Yeah, for sure, and it does. And it's like, you know, that turn of the year was they had like the orange and blue belt or more pronounced orange within the uniform. I don't know what year that was. You know what year that was?
WHC.
Well, I know during the 70s and I think early 80s, they had elastic waistbands that they had. A lot of it was prevalent on a lot of the other teams. The Tigers' road uniforms were like that. That had the orange and blue waistbands there on them. And I think that started. I want to say 72, and I want to say they got rid of the waistbands like that, but the orange, blue, gray color that they used on the road uniforms have kind of remained through the years.
W8FU.